Broadcasting here for 40 years. This is WFSI Annapolis.
WFSI presents Community Involvement.
Greetings and welcome. I'm Dwayne Keenan. Redistricting is coming, and here to talk about it is Maryland Young Republican Chair Brian Griffiths. Welcome to the program, Brian.
Thanks for having me, Dwayne.
And this is for the Congress, but as you said, when the legislature begins its normal session in January, they're going to have to take on more redistricting issues and plans and boundaries as well.
Yes, for the 2014 election, we'll have to have new districts for all 47 members of the state Senate and all 141 members of the House of Delegates. So we're going to have to live through this entire cycle once more. We'll have several different maps, potentially a Senate map and one and a map for the House of Delegates as well. Theoretically, there could be a 47-district Senate map and a 141 single-member House district map. At least I'd like to hope that that's going to happen one of these days. I know the Republicans have pushed that idea in the past because while it would also increase my Republican representation, it would also increase minority representation, particularly in the African-American community. So, we're going to have to live this whole cycle once more. And of course, the specter of redistricting – the legislative redistricting also is hanging over the congressional redistricting and seeing what the members of the House and Senate will do this time, as well as the governor's power for the redistricting. He'll also be able to wield that power over the current and sitting members when it comes to issues on taxes, gay marriage, and things like that. So this is why the redistricting is so important and is such a key weapon that the governor has, is that he can really threaten folks' jobs over this. And that's one of the reasons why I think at the end of the day the congressional redistricting will pass, because the governor will probably try to strong arm his way in order to get his plan passed, because he knows that he can take out certain members of the Senate and the House just by the click of his pen with his own redistricting plan for their seats too.
Well, it's interesting that the Senate and the House gets to vote on the Senate and the House's districts. I don't know if that's fair or if there's a better way of doing that.
It goes back to your idea about the nonpartisan redistricting commission, which is done in certain states, and in some states it is definitely done without regard for the governor or the legislative branches, and it has been either successful or unsuccessful depending on whether or not it benefits your party or not. But a lot of times those districts are drawn completely without regard to where folks live, which makes things a little interesting. And we saw what happened in 2002 when Governor Glenn Denning put forth his legislative redistricting plan, which was eventually thrown out in court as being unconstitutional. So, there are plenty of different things that can happen with that, and it'll be very interesting to see both the congressional plan and the legislative plan how the chips fall.
Other things can be brought up, including same-sex marriage, a jobs bill of sorts, tax increases. Do you think any of these other things will be acted on during the special session?
I don't think they will. At first, I thought they would, but I don't think there's any consensus in Democratic leadership as to how to approach these things right now. As you said, anything, once the can of worms is open, it's all bets are off. However, I really think that their idea right now is to do this legislative, this congressional redistricting plan, and get on out of there. And I think we'll see a more robust legislative package coming down the pike in January.
Any closing thoughts?
Like I said, this is important to just get involved. This only happens once every 10 years. And these districts really, influence what happens not only at the state level, but also the congressional level. So, if there is any time, if you have a thought on redistricting and a thought about who is going to represent you, pick up the phone, send an email, come down to Annapolis and get involved in the process. This is where the rubber meets the road. And this is one of those times where if you have a problem, it's no time to sit on the sidelines. It's time to get in the game.
Well, Brian, I want to thank you for being on the program and sharing your views on this important subject.
Thanks a lot for having me, Dwayne.
The opinions expressed on community involvement are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This program is presented as a public service.
For 40 years, this has been WFSI Annapolis.